This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In the midst of talking about building the Mishkan, offering the Korbanot, a very simple thing happens. V'titzei eish mifnei Hashem tochal al mizbeach et ha'olah v'tachalavim v'rekol ha'am v'yaronu yiplu al pneihem. They see Akash Baruch Hu sends a fire from Shemaim, and it consumes the olah, the korban, on the mikdash. All is great. Until the next pasuk. The next pasuk is devastating. So Nadav Avihu, the future Kohanim Gedolim, they took their own fire pans. They take Ketoret because you can't go into the Mikdash without offering the Ketoret, the Besamim, the scents, the smoke. Hashem Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Otam. They brought in strange fire that Kosh Baruch Hu did not command. And the response is immediate. And they died. I think the Mitzvah Eliyahu gives 14 different suggestions in the Midrashim on what exactly Nadav Avihu did. Was it they were Balei Gaiva? The Shem and Shmuel says they must have been very important people because their name, they were very important people. They were the sons of the Kohen Gadol. They're the nephews of the head of Am Yisrael. A few psukim later, we learn about the prohibition of drinking. Maybe that's what it was. We don't really know. What we know is that there was a mikdash. There's a mishkan. There's a way to do things. There's a tzivui Hashem. And they violated that tzivui Hashem. They went into the mikdash. They thought they were doing a voda. They weren't doing anything wrong. They were trying to worship God in their own way. They weren't doing anything wrong. Adaraba, they were doing something great. They wanted to do a voda Hashem. What could be bad about that? And yet, it wasn't what Akash Baruch Hu commanded. And we don't know what it's like to go into the Mikdash. Even the Kohanim, who didn't show up at davening this morning, even the Kohanim don't know what it's like. Unfortunately, we don't have a base of Mikdash. We don't have a Kodesh Kodoshim. They can't go in. Even Yom Kippur, only one person, the Kohen Gadol, would know what it's like to go in. So we don't know. The three news stories that kind of struck my mind this week. One was the death of Rav Yaakov Nevsky with this gargantuan funeral. A person who was kulo Torah, was kulo a mikdash with a fire burning within. Kulo Torah. I saw someone mention it. He was completely disconnected to the world around. All he wanted to do was learn. So someone asked him a question about basketball. Did you hear this one about basketball? So I asked a shy about playing basketball on Shabbos. So they went to him and said, can you play basketball on Shabbat? And he said, what's basketball? So they had to explain to him, there's a hoop and there's a ball, and you put a ball in a hoop. He said, well, what could be wrong with putting a ball in a hoop? I don't understand the question. He had no clue what basketball was. It's hard for us to understand that. I know it's hard for me. I've been around, made Talmidei Chachamim. It's hard for me to understand a fire burning like that. Kulo Kodesh, Kodesh Kodoshim. The two other news stories that struck me. One was on Purim. There was a high school's Purim spiel. And they made fun of another high school. And in the midst of making fun of another high school, the other high school, the other Orthodox high school, is more broad-minded. They're a little more open to LGBTQ issues. They're a little more open to the racism issues. They discuss all these things. The other high school thought that was worthy of making fun of. Being sensitive to other human beings, that's worthy of making fun of. That's an Eishes Hara. The principal of the school, one of the teachers participated. The principal of the school got up and said, oh, we're really sorry, it was a mistake. A teacher participated. They saw hanging their heads low in shame, making fun of another school for having respect for other people. That's an Eishes Hara. I saw another news story, another Eishes Hara. And this is the complications of Eishes Hara. I was reading a non-Orthodox person who was advocating for intermarriage, really almost advocating for Jews and non-Jews, and gave an example of an article by a girl from Manchester, a young woman from Manchester. She's not so young anymore. Grew up in an Orthodox family and decided to go her own path, left Orthodox family, got all excited. She used to be vegetarian. She got super excited when she first ate bacon, right? She could have remained vegetarian and it would, the cost would have been okay. She ate bacon. She ends up finding a nice young a non-Jewish man, wants to take him home, the tensions within the family. And this person was saying, see here, if we only were more open, she wouldn't feel tension with her family. There's a mikdash. There's a vodas Hashem. And there's an Eish Zara. And how do you walk that path? How do you walk the path on the one hand of saying you have to be tolerant of other people? You have to respect other people. You can't make fun of other people. Right? Hüttner loves to quote the this idea that I think I learned it with some of you, that the only late sanud, which is permitted, the only scoffing is against paganism, vodas Zara. Not making fun of other people for respect. So how do we develop a culture within ourselves of respect on the one hand for other people's choices and who they are? And how do we, on the other hand, maintain a barrier saying there are certain things which are outside the scope of what it means to be an Ovid Hashem? How do we navigate those barriers? How can we prevent ourselves from being an Eish Zara in our Avodas Hashem? Of being decent human beings, which you have to be. Respectful human beings, which you have to be. And also saying they're lying. They're lines. I'm telling you, every person in this room, you are going to be, every single person in this room who is leaving Israel and will be in a university, even if you're living at home, or you're going to be in the workplace, you're going to be in various social situations, right? And you're going to say, oh my gosh, then on the one hand, should I really alienate myself from the world and cut myself off from the fact that there are all these non-Jews in the world who are very decent, upstanding human beings that I could fall in love with? That's an Eish Zara, and it's hard. How do we navigate between those two poles? Respect on the one hand for other people, and creating red lines. Chazon Ish beautifully states in this little tiny book he has, one of my favorite books of my entire collection. Those of you in my house know I have quite a number of books. It's a little tiny book, Emunah Bitachon, and he says the only way you can figure this out is by learning halacha, sitting and learning. If you don't grasp your Judaism, I'm speaking to every single one of you, I'm speaking to me. If you don't grasp your Judaism by the horns and sit and learn and learn and learn, then you won't know what the Eish Zara is. Those people who made fun of another school, they didn't learn Torah. I don't care how many times they opened up a Gemara, they didn't learn Torah. And you're going to say, but isn't it Daf Yomi today or yesterday? Isn't Daf Yomi yesterday about Hillel and Shammai? It almost was. Yesterday was Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai, how they respected each other. And the Gemara says, well, Shammai said that this group of people are a sort of marry, and Hillel said this group of people are a sort of marry, and what do? They don't agree. So the Gemara tries to navigate how they got along, but they learned how to get along. They learned how to get along, but there were parameters. One suggestion is that they both told each other which ones were assur to the other one. But how do we navigate this? We can't all be Ryakonaskis. We can't. We don't even understand what it means. So what do we do? Something that made an impression on me was I didn't hear him say this, but I read something Rav Amital wrote. Rav Amital, Zichron Livracha, said, what is like the tafkid? What's the job of the Dati Lumi Jew? In Eretz Yisrael, what's the job? What's the order? And I would say you could stretch this to modern Orthodox on the outside of our, you know, outside of our country, even though this is the place where it really is happening. So Rav Amital said, the tafkid of the Dati Lumi is to be the best. Best at what? He said, the best at everything. Means you have to spend time learning and you have to put your whole heart into your learning. It means that for him serving in the army, you have to put your whole heart in serving the army and protecting Am Yisrael. You have to go to university and excel as much as you can. And is that a burden? Yes, that's a burden. The burden of being a Dati Lumi Jew is to be an Oved Hashem. Oved Hashem is what? To be the best.
To be the best at what? To be the best person who learns Torah? And the best person who serves Am Yisrael? The best person who understands you have to be decent? You have to be a Beis Hillel and a Beis Shammai who respected each other? And you also have to understand that there are red lines. You can't bring an Eishes Hara. So we stand here and we recite every Yom Kippur. We're going to remember Nadav Avihu. The Mishnah Eliyahu points this out. Every Yom Kippur, we're going to mention in Achrei Mot, we start out talking about Yom Kippur, the biggest day of the year in the Jewish calendar, and we mention Nadav Avihu because we have to remember them. They were tzaddikim, but they made a mistake. They made a mistake. They brought Esh Sarah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was a mitzvah. And how do we find out what that is? You learn halacha, you learn Torah, you spend time thinking seriously about what it means to be an Ohr HaShem. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.